Hello?
Hello, Amanda. It's Mike Rosen.
Hi. Thanks for talking with me.
Hi. And what are you doing at the legislature today?
I am testifying against the bill that would repeal campus carry at the university level in Colorado.
Okay. Have you testified yet?
No, I haven't. It won't be until about 6 p.m. this evening.
All right. Give us a summary of what you're going to say.
Well, when I was a student on campus, I had my concealed weapons permit, but being a law-abiding citizen, I didn't have my weapon with me the night I left my class at my 10 o'clock class with a group of people. We headed to the parking garage that I had been at, that I had parked at. And as I was approaching my vehicle, I didn't see any immediate threat, and I was the only one who had parked on the ground floor. So I broke away from my group. And what I didn't see was the man hiding behind a wheel well of a truck who came out from behind me, pulled me to the ground, placed a pistol to my temple, clicked off the safety, and told me not to say anything before he brutally raped me. And I was attacked less than 100 feet away from the campus police office on the same ground that they park their police cruisers. However, at the University of Nevada, Reno, where I was attending, their offices closed at 6 p.m. And furthermore, this man went on to kidnap and rape a second victim, and then he went on to rape and murder his third. And had I been caring that night, there's no doubt in my mind that at some point I would have been able to stop my attack, and consequently, two other rapes would have been prevented and a young life would have been saved.
Well, we had a state legislator last week by the name of Joe Salazar.
Yes.
You said in a situation like this, what you should do is go to a call box or blow your whistle.
Right. I think call boxes are a really nice sentiment that instill a false sense of security. But I know that a call box placed above my head while I was being straddled by my rapist wouldn't have been any good for me that night. And a whistle wouldn't have helped me either. It was isolated. There was nobody around. And furthermore, I was just... While I was on the plane last night, I was sitting next to a young woman who informed me that all of the call boxes at the University of Colorado in Boulder are actually broken.
Really?
Yeah.
Not that it would make any difference, as you've explained, but it would be nice that if they were working, wouldn't it?
Right. If you can get to one while you're fighting off your attacker, press the button and call for help, tell them what's going on, and wait for a response while you're fighting off your attacker. It would be nice if they would at least work.
All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck in your testimony. I somehow doubt it's going to make any impression on the Democrats. They're hell-bent to get this passed.
Well, I can hope that maybe it'll help them sleep a little less easy at night.
Okay. Thank you.